council people said to me, you know, we really do need your
but
we would not just as a council, we would love as a council to take your time, but Dennis Williams will never allow it to happen.
Call to order our executive committee meeting Tuesday, May 13th, 2014, 4 o'clock. Council members present, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Retta, Tackett, Pro-Tem Holland, Smiley, Cartier, and Dilla. My aide, Anthony Fury, Chris Bullock. You approve of minutes for my 22nd, 20th.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it, we shall move on the agenda. Agenda item number 3, R14-118. And authorizing county executive to sign the stern order police Newcastle County Lodge. Number 5, collective bargaining agreement. Mr. McDonald, would you like to speak to that, please, from the administration?
Good afternoon. Jim McDonald from the executive office. I can tell you, I can give you the high points. I wasn't intimately involved in the negotiations, but I'll do my best to answer any questions that you might have. Would you like the high points of?
High points, then we'll take any questions or comments.
Right. It's a 2-year agreement that defines wages and other terms for employment for the bargaining unit retroactive to July 1st, 2013 through March 31st, 2015. It establishes the rank of Master Corporal in year 2 of the CBA. Changes the pay difference between a Master Corporal and Sergeant from 7.5% to 10%. Provides for shift differential, providing for any employee call-in or call out between 1400 2 p.m. and 0600 hours, 6 a.m. hours effective year 2. Allows employees who meet the minimum mandatory firearms requirements established by the Council of Police Training Standards to receive 6 shooting days annually. Increases the clothing allowance from 500 to 1,000 and allows for officers who served as field training officers to receive 2 hours of comp time for each 8 hours serving as an FTO. An FTO is the officer who basically supervises and trains someone in the field before they go off of probation. And those are the real big high points. Is there anything I can try to answer, any specific questions? And Mike Zelinski, did I cover pretty much the high points?
Yes, President FOP Lot 5, I think he highlighted basically all the high points to the contract that will be going to effect.
Any comments or questions from council? Councilmember Street has joined us, as well as Councilmember Sheldon and Weiner. Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
First of all, I am going to support it, but I'm going to say what I said previous contract. It still flies in the face of the whole concept of community policing. Community policing calls for continuity of officers, continuity of times. As long as the shift differential is written into the contract, it flies in the face of that concept. I was concerned about it with the previous contract, I'm concerned about it with this contract, but it's negotiated, and I would not think about trying to do anything about that, but it's still an ongoing concern that I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Bell is joining us as well. Any other comments or questions on R14-118. See the detailed language is in this analysis. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
R14-119, authorizing the county executive to execute 2 amendments to the agreement between the Newcastle County and the Police Athletic League of Delaware relating to the Hokesson and Garfield Park Police Athletic League facilities. Pro-Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the agreement that we're going to enter with the PAL, both PAL centers in Hokesson as well as Garfield Park. There's been a number of questions around these new contracts. As most members of council remember, a couple of years ago, it was a very contentious debate about the emergency ordinance passed to pay off the Delmarva bill, delinquent bill for PAL. And there's been a number of questions raised about the new contracts, which are on our agenda for tonight. Mm-hmm. I've spoken with co-chair of Community Services, Councilwoman Diller, who has concerns as well. And our auditor has a plethora of concerns that he's not in the room. I may share a couple of those. From looking over this, and other council members can chime in, obviously, Councilwoman Diller and I thought that if there's going to be more questions than we can reasonably answer here tonight, it may be beneficial to table this tonight until such time as the 27th, when we'll have a Community Services Committee meeting to respond to some of the questions, if there are questions, and then we will proceed on the 27th with the vote. And I guess I can start with a couple of the questions that I've already talked to with the general manager, Ms. Hansen, and that is the budget for PAL this year is $400,000 plus. It's an increase of $6,000 plus. I didn't realize, I don't know if other council members realized that our contract last year was over $400,000. The other thing that I noticed, and I talked to Ms. Hansen, is that from the 2 years ago, we had discussed having PAL's operations reviewed periodically to see just where they were financially. The last conversation, and I'll let Councilwoman Diller speak for herself, gave some indication that PAL still has challenges. One of those challenges that I read from comments from the auditor has to do with the relationship with M&T Bank. And that is that PAL has a $250,000 unsecured line of credit with what was then Wilmington Trust, now M&T Bank. And that line of credit may be jeopardized. So the overall picture is, what is our relationship and where will PAL be 2 years from now, 4 years from now, where will we be in this relationship? The other concern has to do with, and that particular concern, I didn't write anything down. It skips my mind. It'll come back to me, and I'll yield now to Councilwoman Diller to see just what her specific current concerns may be, and then, of course, all of council members.
I think one of my concerns has been that, you know, prior to Mr. Henry moving into another position, Councilman Hollins and I had received regular reports from him about the status of PAL. The last one I probably had was in the summer of 2012. And, you know, I said to him, how are things going? And he was quite candid that he thought things were going well at that point. But he said, you know, in a couple of years, they're going to be faced with increasing challenges regarding fundraising if that is not turned around. And so I do not recall receiving any reports since then. You know, I don't recall hearing what is happening with regard to fundraising since that time. And that was one of the things that Councilman Hollins and I talked about, is that we had, as co-chairs of Community Services, been receiving regular reports from Mr. Henry, and things, you know, changed at some point when he was shifted into another position. You know, in a lot of ways, I feel bad for Ms. Hansen that this is going on. This is, you know, within her first 2 weeks of being here, but I do feel that we're in a position where we have some questions, and, you know, I think that it's just makes sense to take a little time to get some answers.
Thank you very much. And that is the other issue, the one of fundraising, because when we were having these discussions 2 years ago, PAL felt at that time that we were sort of in the way of them raising more funds because of our hours and space that we were utilizing at PAL. And that if we were not there, they would give them a better opportunity to move forward with their fundraising efforts. So, and we need to understand just how much PAL has improved with regard to their fundraising initiatives and their progress along those lines. Because, in other words, you know, just where are we going to end up with our relationship? And that was a very major concern 2 years ago, as it is today. And I think we need to have some report on where PAL is financially.
Thank you.
Councilmember Street.
I am ready. Don't know where to get my packet, and don't care. That's to a little dry $500,000. My response is, so what? Either we're about kids, and we're about having the things done that need to be done in PAL, or we're not. Part of this is our fault. Not last year, not 2 years ago. Another community center, similarly situated in my district, went to the administration, and because they were in the process of applying for a grant, the administration chose to ignore them, chose not to part with them, and we pursued the money. We have all the money locked up. Most of it's on the agenda tonight. So that decreases the opportunity for these community centers to obtain money from new sources. And I can tell you right now, money's tight. The agency that I run hasn't received any new, fresh revenue. And the financial and fiscal climate's taking its toll, especially in a significant way on nonprofits. The fact of the matter is, historically, we built the buildings, put them in the community, and the community shouldn't have to say, well, either the county's running it or the power board's running it. They know that they need the center, they need the services, they know the kids need the activity. So if folks have questions, that's one thing. If the alternate to it is, what are you gonna do, shut it down, let it go? All the money that's already invested, just go. So for $400,000, $500,000, I think it's a drop in the bucket. And I sit here and repeatedly have to vote yes to lawsuits, law settlements, and things that taxpayers don't benefit from. So ask all the questions you want, get all the answers you need, and the damn will come back with, so what?
Councilmember Smiley.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend my position on PAL. I think it's out there, and it's been very well known for years. And I don't have, you know, I guess maybe some clearer explanation for some members. I mean, I understand they're leasing the building from the county. So if the county wants to go in and run operations, then they pay a rental. It's like I lease a commercial building from you, and I'm running a clothing store. Well, you own the property. I'm leasing the building. You come in, you pick up five shirts. I want you to pay for the shirts. So I don't, you know, that's the way I understand it's a business relationship. That's the way it should be. My only concern, because we received, I'm going to use, I think Councilman Street's word, such a plethora of documentation before, is number 7. This amendment shall take effect immediately upon execution and shall remain in effect for a period of 60 months, 5 years, if my math's right. At that time, upon expiration of this amendment, the terms shall revert to those terms contained in the original agreement. I really like to know what, because I don't think we ever found out what the original agreement was, but it's referred to. So are we saddling the PAL Center 5 years from now when different people are in office with something that they can't live with? I don't know, because that agreement's not attached to this. That's the only concern that I legitimately have with this, is what is that original contract that we're going to say in 5 years, this is what you're going to live with.
Councilman Powell, would you like to respond, please?
The concern here is not one of who supports PAL and who does not. I think that no one lost any more blood than I did, because I sponsored the emergency legislation authorizing more than $100,000 to bail PAL out during the Delmarva delinquency. But the question here is going forward, and I think we have some responsibility here. It could be whatever amount of money that council members deem they want to put here. At the same time, we have a relationship with PAL, and PAL has made some comments in the past in terms of somehow Newcastle County may be the problem, an impediment to PAL itself raising more money. I think it's just fair to PAL and to us for PAL to state what their position is today. If we are the impediment to them raising money, can they raise more money if we get out of the way? Or if in fact they have found a way to make more money, I'm not certainly not trying to limit how much we give don't give to PAL, but I think there are certain questions here that these are coming to council today expecting a vote tonight without council having a reasonable time to go over this. I don't know what the original document states. There was debate back and forth who owns the building. Our council said that the buildings belong to the county, with the county attorney agreeing, with PAL not agreeing. So there's a lot of unknowns out there, which I hope doesn't do anything at all toward impairing the ability for PAL to do its job in supporting the services to our communities and to our...
So is it then, Councilman Holland, Councilmember Dillard, is it your recommendation that we table this tonight?
That's what we were recommending. There's a number of unanswered questions. If the one that Councilman Smiley raised is just one. If we go back to the original, I have no clue what the original agreement or the original contract was.
So it will be tabled. Yes. Councilmember Street.
I just want to, we're going to fix this. I want to fix it correctly. And it costs money to fix things. Right now, as a county, separate and apart from the federal money that we get, how much money do we really invest in recreational activities, athletic activities for children, especially at-risk children in low-income communities? And it's not a whole lot. By the same token, for some community agencies, we're all they have. Second, the challenge is, and I really think that we as a government and the administration should help some of those agencies meet those challenges. If you have an executive director and limited part-time staff, you're limited basically operationally from running day-to-day operations. And in order to raise money in a substantive kind of way, you need folks on staff who do just that, essentially nothing but raise money. And PAL right now does not have the staffing and the capability to spend a lot of time running the day-to-day operation and raising money. It's difficult at best. So I'm saying all that to say, as opposed to being a deterrent, I hope we can be an asset and find a way to help them and fix this so it has some continuity and some longevity to it. Because I don't want to fix it this year, and then 2 years from now, we're having a comparable conversation. I want to fix it with some longevity. It needs to be fixed. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to come back to, so what? Fix it.
So this legislation will be tabled and properly vetted in the Community Services Committee. And the goal would be to answer these unknown questions without negatively impacting the quality of services at PAL. It makes sense to everybody.
Very eloquently stated, Mr. President.
Thank you. I didn't use the word plethora, but I thank you.
I practiced that all week.
I know, George.
Plethora is not my word. I want the record to be clear on that, too.
I know.
Well, you got it now.
Mr. McDonald, please.
We can have fruitful discussions next week, is it possible to get an advanced list of what the questions might be and the issues so that... when we come back, we can hopefully have them addressed.
Gentleman Hans.
Absolutely.
I'll work with Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you very much.
Councilmember Hollins and Diller will respond to their request. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Henry.
I just want to say that during that time period of negotiation, I got copious notes and records. So anything that the council needs, I'm happy to provide to Ms. Hansen and Mr. McDonald. I remember everything succinctly what happened, so...
Thank you very much.
Okay?
we moved from Nathara to Copius.
I was going to say...
Yes.
Can we have
I don't have my theological hat on today. George, did you bring the dictionary in at the...
No, but Mr. President, as long as you're going to raise the issue of comments being made and word use, I just want everybody in the room to know, I heard on the radio today that there's a recently released study that said the use of profanity helps prolong a person's life. So I don't know why you keep trying to cut me short. That's all.
We're going to live a long time.
You know, Methuselah lived 832 years old. You all keep cussing me. Anyway, it's always good to have a little levity in the meeting. We're ready to move on now. Mr. Holland, do you have anything else on that? Ms. Diller,
No,
else?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
We're good. All right. Agenda item number 5, R14-125, will not be introduced tonight, I understand. Correct, Mr. Ryan?
That's correct.
Agenda item number 6, R14-107, Mr. Weiner.
That will not be introduced. I'm waiting for fiscal information.
As well as R14-108.
That is correct.
Number 8, ordinance 14-003, Mr. Weiner.
Correct as to both 003 and 020.
So be it. Acted on 8 and 9. Agenda item number 10, discussion regarding video streaming proposal. Council members Tackett and Kilpatrick, who's going to take the lead?
I think Councilman Tackett is going.
Well, we'll just make a few brief comments. Jim Boyle's passed out a little packet here to everybody. Hopefully you can peruse it as Jim's doing the PowerPoint presentation. And just to refresh everybody's memory, on February 22nd of 2011, I sponsored the resolution with co-sponsor Kilpatrick and joined by all of council on it. And basically the synopsis really kind of sets it out straight. I mean, just read the synopsis quickly. You know, the resolution provides consent to explore legislation to council staff or exploration by council staff of providing audio recordings and streaming of video via the internet of public meetings contingent upon the approval of the majority of council of budgetary costs that may be incurred by council as a result of this project. And that's what we're back here today to present to council. And Janet might want to add.
Thank you. I think that all I want to add is because of this piece of legislation back in 2011, that is the reason that we have the audio on our website. Prior to that, even though it was recorded, there was nothing made public after following the meeting. So logically, we have decided, we've concurred that the next step would be live streaming from the council meeting. So I think when we look at this, I think Councilman Tackett and I agree that we would like to first look at the council room, even though we have proposals for both meeting room and the council chamber. To me, the council chamber is the more important one. It's not like we're taking anything away from anyone because the audio from committee would still be on the website.
So this was a two-step process?
Yes.
2011 being the first step, now we have the second step.
Correct.
On it. And that's what we'll present hopefully tonight through the PowerPoint is the dollars and the figures for the room here and as well as downstairs for the consideration of this body.
Okay, what was done delivered out of the package, which passed the resolution, and that is all the RFIs that were received. It also has pertaining legislation and breakdowns of the numbers. Just give you an idea where we want to get here. In accordance with the resolution 11.22, I requested a purchasing unit, a request for information to obtain prices, price quotes for design, installation of software, hardware, and infrastructure, such as cabling, in order to provide video streaming capabilities to both the council chamber and committee room. I asked that the two areas be priced out separately, which it is, you know, if you look at the quotes, what they've done is given you one quote, you know, change it, and you either divide it by two or times it by two. Price separately, so we move forward on both projects with just one, which was just discussed. The RFIs were issued to three vendors, Beyond Studs, Assurance Media, and PC Supplies. PC Supplies we have worked with before. They're the ones who installed the audio system we have now. Assurance Media and PC Supplies both sent formal bids. To purchase the equipment from PC Supplies, they quoted $41,500 for both areas, $20,000 for each area, $20,750. Purchase of equipment and installation assurance media quoted $38,500 for both areas, $19,250 for each area. Assurance quoted $1,000 for wiring. And with respect to the internet, there are two separate pieces here. The PC supplied and or assurance media would supply the equipment and the installation. And then there's the internet and the hosting portion, which will be supplied by an internet provider. In this case, Assurance Media contacted a company called Broadview Networks. They want, the numbers I quoted you before are first-time numbers.
These are ongoing numbers. Broadview Networks, who is picked by Assurance Media, for the hosting and the internet, $1,425 per month. We're working with PC Supplies, and they're working with Comcast, and I've talked to the Comcast people myself, and also met with the Comcast people who did what they referred to as a survey. The internet and hosting would be an additional $300 a month, with on top of $125 that we already pay for the existing Wi-Fi that we do have. And this is for both upstairs and downstairs. We pay $125 here for the existing Wi-Fi in this area. These notes, now, both these quotes for our wide bands streaming internet. What we have here and what we would have downstairs, I talked to the city. The city is going to install internet downstairs, which we thought maybe we could use. But they don't have the wide band that we require in order to do the streaming. So as a result, we'd have to enhance the one up here and install the one downstairs. Both vendors, now, that's basically those two sections. Both vendors have state contracts, and we have what I refer to as we can piggyback on. As a result, no resolutions, no ordinances are required for either one of these projects. All I would require is a transfer of money, a motion on the, here on the table, to transfer the money from the contingency fund to the equipment line in order to purchase these. The ongoing internet service and hosting would be handled through a cross charge on a monthly basis, and it would just increase our cross charges and be paid out of that fund. As logistics go, some minor things and ideas that where to house the equipment. Now, you're going to have recorders and monitors and so on and so forth. And if somebody wants to see what we would obtain, the clerk of the peace has the same setup for weddings downstairs. Now, at this point, the problem is where we would put it. Now, the concept at this point right now, if we're doing up here upstairs, the camera would go probably just above the clock in that area. It would be just one wide-angle lens, and the equipment would go in the room behind the receptionist desk. The equipment for the chamber, working with what we found out was the Comcast connection is in the TV control room behind the council president's desk. There is enough room that we could put our equipment in there. That eventually we'll have more room because I've talked to the city and they're going to vacate that room of all their TV equipment and move it into their area of their station. So we will have that room. The only issue, I think there's a cost issue here, is one vendor says that we may have to hook into the microphones into our system. One vendor does not. The only difference is, if so, the equipment would have to go in the microphone room, which we have, which very few people know we even have, but it's in one of the hallways on the side, or it would go into the other room. The only issue would be where the camera would go, and in this case, it would either go to the back of the chamber, which could be a little expensive, okay, or in the front, right under you, or right above you. So basically, they're the cost. That's basically the program. All the information you need or you want to review, I think, is in there. The cost or anything in there. I have quoted the area of the code that says that we can just go ahead and piggyback on a state contract.
Councilmember Street and Diller, thank you, Jim.
Excellent. How much is the total package? When you put everything together, how much is it?
If it's 38,000, If on the initial cost, it would be about $38,000. If we went with one vendor, it'd be $40,000 and change with the other vendor. And on ongoing costs, it'd be $425 a month for Comcast and a $1,425 a month for Broadview. Now, in the case of the $38,000, you add another $1,000 for an installation of a wire. I did want to bring that up. One, the one we're using with Comcast, we're using internet, or we're basically wireless. The gentleman here from Assurance wants to install
point
a
order.
Wire.
What's the bottom line? How much?
If I was going to ask, $45,000.
All right.
Startup.
It's startup.
That's startup.
That's startup.
And your operating cost?
For both rooms.
And the annual operating cost?
$425 a month
for one.
If I'm going with Peace, if I'm going with Comcast, $1,425 a month if I'm going with the other one.
So that's 40 plus 14.
50 grand.
16, 18, correct? Closer to 20. So we can spend $60,000 seeing each other on TV, but we're going to shut PAL down. Y'all do what you want to do.
Councilmember Dillard, Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Bell.
Couple of things. One, Jim, in terms of lighting, are we going to have to endure those lights that they had up the other night? Because if we are, I'm wearing sunglasses.
According to the vendors I have, no, you do not.
Okay. So this is going to be as, let me use the word George left. Okay, unobtrusive as possible. Like, we're just going to have a little camera there.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a wide-angle camera. And be honest with you, I favor right now, because of a lighting, you know, concern, even using still cameras down there. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with the lighting. It always comes out with like an amber glow. Probably, if we're trying to get the best light, the best place would be put it would be above the council president's desk.
Before we hear from the council members, could you enlarge that? Folks in the back of the room can get a good read on it, please.
Oh, we have it.
How's that?
Wonderful.
Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilmember Bell.
Thank you. When Councilman Tackett and I talked about this, we, and Dave, correct me if I'm misspeaking here, but we would prefer at this point to talk about one room at a time. We would prefer to talk about the chamber, which would be then a $20,000 startup. If we went with PC supplies, it would be a $20,000 startup, and then it would be $425 a month. So 400 times 12, so we're talking $6,000 basically a year for that. We already pay $125, so we're adding another $3,600 onto what we originally what we pay at this point. So our cost would then be the $20,000 to start up, the monthly cost, and we would, in our discussion, we would not like to do the committee room at the same time, but see how it goes on the floor.
Right.
And this is, we purely did this so that we would have some dollar amounts on hand so that we could make a rational decision on facts and decide if you want to go ahead, if you don't want to go ahead. Doesn't, you know, we're still getting it out to the public. Doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. This just seems to be the next logical step in transparency if we choose to do that with the camera mounted over the president's head. Not only does it see the council, it also sees the audience,
which is important. Councilmember Bell, then Councilmember Diller and Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I understand, don't need an ordinance, don't need another resolution, just an I and an A, and it comes out of contingency.
Correct.
Just an I and an A takes that same money and puts it into community grants. Just an I or an A takes that contingency money and puts it into PAL or summer youth programs. Just an I or an A takes funding that's there and helps provide life safety to folks with a volunteer ambulance service. How can I sit here and consciously vote to spend that kind of money when we have other issues, we have other services that we cannot properly fund today. And so it's not, this isn't against Jim Boyle. I'm just venting the fact that if you're looking for me to vote to transfer this kind of money out of contingency to support something that the majority of the people that I talk to in my district, not only can't some of them see it, other folks don't need to watch it, don't want to watch it. Okay? There's more important issues that this council needs to deal with, and with the budget and with services we provide, and so don't look for me to support it. I'll be a nay.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, Councilmember Diller, and Councilmember Smythe.
One of the questions, Jim, does this mean that we will be wireless? We'll have Wi-Fi downstairs?
Yes. It's up to a vote. Okay, it's up to the discretion council. My recommendation would go with PC supplies. Number one, we've worked with them before. We've worked with them well. Number two, in the long term, it is cheaper, less expensive, the route they want to go.
I also think that, you know, for people who are using the chamber, to be able to offer them the opportunity to be wireless down there, you know, for people who are reporting or coming to attend the meetings, that's a very good thing.
Any other discussion on the discussion? Councilmember
Shelton. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Is this is just video streaming, not live streaming. Is that correct?
This is live.
Oh, it is live. Okay, live. That makes it a little bit better. Yeah. Okay. I just have to say, I actually did a poll, and the president of the Civic League was at Falkland Heights. That was one of the places. I went to every of them. I'm going to tell you, it's like 85% said no. Mm-hmm. They really did. I mean, the worst part of it is we never got out the streaming, I mean, the audio part. When everybody heard that we have audio, it was kind of amazing, and nobody knew about it. We didn't do too good of a job, I guess, with the original ordinance. Of course, I thought everybody must have known, I guess. So I just had to say, I'll probably be abstaining, because though the prices are a lot better than was quoted in 75, I mean, if I go around and ask 2,000 people to tell me and 1,500 say vote no, then I go ahead and vote yes for it, I don't think I can go back to them and ask them a harder question or an easier question, because I did poll the people. So, and I actually got motions. It all started with Sherwood Park, too. Somebody made a motion to deny it. I never had a civic group say that, and I was astonished. I actually texted Mrs. Kilpatrick about it and said, you're not going to believe this. They don't want to do it. And I think Mr. Bell just made a pretty good point there. If something happens in my district and I vote for this, and then something came in public safety, somebody's actually going to come back and say, well, if you'd done this, maybe. You know, it's always, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So I'll be abstaining from the vote, and I think is the best thing for me to do.
I've heard similar concerns around the county as Mr. Bell and Mr. Shelton. So people are talking. Councilmember Hollins, Councilmember Retta, Councilmember Tech.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I've heard that politics is for people who couldn't make it in show business. And I have no interest in being in show business. I've said from day one that, you know, my position is pretty clear from then to now. I have really no interest in us being shown live. I don't know how much interest is out there, but I don't rate it as a priority for me. So I would not be supporting any iteration of spending money to have us televised.
Councilmember Dill.
No.
I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Come up with something.
The color scheme.
We got the phone. We have the same email. We got the email.
Mr. Rep.
Thank you. I really can't support it for a lot of things that were said tonight, and I've been saying it all along. If you're going to put money this way, you better find it someplace, because we need it other places. And I just, I really can't. I talk like Councilman Shelton did at different civic meetings, and some of them just laughed. And I only had one yes, and that was out of Councilman Kilpatrick, Councilwoman Kilpatrick's district.
That was Bill Dunn.
No. He's not my district.
It was out of her district.
No, it wasn't.
No, he wanted it. Bill Dunn.
Her husband. He wouldn't know where she's at. What keep an eye on her?
I really can't.
He was a former state rep.
I really can't support.
Mr. Tackett, Mr. Street, Mr. Shelton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, and I just want to be perfectly clear as what we've engaged in a lot of meaningful and discussion here is what me and Councilwoman Kilpatrick has attempted to do is this has been a very contentious issue for a long time that's been before this body, and it's been brought up multiple times. It's been heard all over the place and all, and what we did was is we went ahead and got something together, and we got it here before this body to consider, and this is what we're doing here, and you don't see any emotional, you know, pleas or outbursts of me or Councilwoman Kilpatrick. All we did is took an issue that this body has been dealing with, and we got it here so we can get it to up or down on this vote right. And put it to rest.
Amen.
That's right.
Mr. Street.
Well, Mr. President, I'm still a little warm because I didn't know until I got in here that once again, Powell was on the chop block. So I'm not happy, and I'm not going to be happy. By the same token, I made a decision that as opposed to giving grants to nonprofits, I'd give my money, the remaining amount, to some of you. Quite frankly, I'm not happy about the fact that I had to choose. Should have been able to do both. So until such time as we can do both, fact of the matter is the way I feel in my heart. If I'm not visible enough on my own to get elected and stay elected in my district, then I don't need to be elected. And if it takes TV to make me visible in my district, it's something wrong. Something very wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Shelton.
I just want to go back and say thank you, Mr. Boyle, and the two sponsors. Yes. I in no means, I was surprised. I would have never even did a poll until the community group actually made a motion and seconded it, and 27 people said not to vote for this. I was astonished. So I said, I better start doing some polling numbers. And I just wanted to go back and say thanks for doing the work and so forth. It means nothing for that. But again, I can't go back on, it was closer to 95% really. I'm trying to give some people some notice when they hesitated. But at these communities, I just can't do that. With all the snow that went on, it was a tough time to make the question, because all the civic groups actually said divvy it up between us. The 75 grand actually is what I said, between 50 and 75,000 is the way I pronounced it. So you can imagine they weren't too happy when I was asking that question in February. So anyway, I just wanted to be that on the table, so you did your jobs. That's what you did.
This August body has been discussing this issue since 2011. Here we are in 2014. I think it's time we voted up or down and move forward. Ms. Councilmember Kitchen.
Thank you. And the reason that we did it the way we did was because everything that had come before us before was a guesstimate. Mm. We had no solid numbers as to what it was going to cost. So, you know, Jim Boyle put together numbers for us. We went through the process, went through the RFIs, did everything so that we had some very, very solid numbers. So my hope is that, we obviously have a sense, so I don't even know that anybody needs a motion, but that this is over then. That, you know, it's done in 5 years or whatever. If somebody wants to bring it up again, fine. But I just think that we need to get rid of everything that's been going on for the past couple of months and need to come to some conclusion.
Thank you. For the sake of being on the record, I would like to have a motion so we could move up or down on this at this point. And the motion should be around video streaming up or down. Someone prepared to make a motion at this time. Sure. Councilmember Tackett.
Sure. Mr. President, yes. If I make a motion that the body adopt the projected cost here for live streaming of the council chambers coupled with the wireless internet for PC supplies, which would be $20,750 to set up costs for the council chambers, and then a total monthly cost of $425 for the wireless internet for downstairs.
Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
Abstain.
Abstain.
No.
Abstain.
No.
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 All in favor, let's go back.
Yeah,
show of hands.
Do a roll call.
Roll call.
Yeah,
roll call.
Yeah.
Start with Mr. Redder?
No.
Let's use this. We'll use this. Thank you, Anthony. Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes, Councilman Diller. Mr. Hollins?
No.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
I'm going to abstain.
Mr. Powers?
We.
Mr. Redder?
I already said no.
Mr. Sheldon?
Abstaining.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? No.
You voted twice, Bob.
Four yes.
Oh, I got you.
Four yes.
Clerk, please read back.
Mr. Taylor.
Clerk.
I've got four yes.
The total.
Four yes. Four no's.
Four no's.
Five, six no's.
Four yes, six no's.
Oh, right.
You're up to 18, Betsy.
Long day. Anthony, what do you have?
I have four yeses, five no's, two abstentions, and one absent.
So it didn't reach us.
He's giving an interview outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Four, 5-2-1.
Four yes, five no, two abstentions, one absent.
So it failed.
He needs that.
Nothing has happened.
It has failed. Yes, Mr. Tackett.
And Mr. President, as you had said to, please, as a plea to this body, you know, we've vented this. We've brought some very reasonable numbers out. You know, it has not passed at this time for reasons announced to each council member and the conditions that we're facing in the county as a whole. And I hope this sends a message out there of where this body stands right now, and let's put this to rest.
I want to thank Mr. Boyle, yes. Council mm-hmm. members, Kilpatrick, Tackett, and Weiner for your research and for the council for your patience and, in many respects, long suffering on this issue.
Six no's
for the record. Let's say it for the record one more time.
Four yes, six no, two abstention, one absent.
Right. Now we got three.
Now, thank you. Anything on the other? Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Now, I could have supported it, but I didn't see anything in there about a mirror on the